Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
And joining us now is Katie Henriksen, host of this evening's Sunday Symphony.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Morning. What do we have tonight?
Well, I just got in a new recording featuring Joshua Bell, who everyone knows him as a violinist. Well, he's a conductor right now. He's the music director for Academy of St. Martin in the Fields.
Oh.
And the new recording is him conducting Beethoven's Symphonies Number 4 and 7.
So this is brand
It just
new.
Came in.
Wow.
It just came in. And so we'll be hearing Beethoven's Symphony Number 7, conducted by Joshua Bell and played by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Now, he says he has a note about why these symphonies are important to him. And he says his own journey with Beethoven started with the Seventh Symphony. And he says it's his mother's favorite. And he'd hear it on the record player when he was a kid. He says, I could listen to it over and over again. I don't even remember who was playing. And at that time, I paid no attention to whether the orchestra was getting the dotted galloping rhythm just right in the first movement or whether the conductor was taking the allegretto too slowly. I didn't worry about whether the orchestra was losing the purity by using too much vibrato or if the oboist was taking too much time in his solo. So, he thought about, he was a kid, he thought about the music's magnificence. But it makes you think about the way we process things and how when we hear things like as a kid, it's different than when you're the person either playing it or conducting
right.
it or whatnot.
It's been interesting to talk to either John Jeter or Paul Haas or Stephen Bias, the conductors of the area symphonies, and hear them talk about, you know, because they care very much if something has been followed and if it's going right. And I'm sure that people with a greater musical acumen than myself also care. But for me, you know, I'm not going to hear this and think, oh, well, Joshua Bell took that too far.
Right.
Yeah. Me either.
St. Martin's Academy of the Field. George Martin? Wasn't it George Martin who was the longtime conductor of that? It seemed like when I was a kid, it would always be George Martin, the same man. Okay, so that does that take up the whole show?
No, it does not. Beethoven's symphonies, they're usually not too long. So I'm pairing that with Anton Bruckner's Symphony No. 3 in D minor, which is, he is one of the more expansive conductors. And this is a recording from the Vienna Philharmonic led by Bernard Haitink. So
I'm just happy that CDs still come to the station.
It's nice.
Yeah, I like
that
CDs.
That is exciting.
Yes.
I like reading, I love reading liner notes.
Thank you. When you buy something digitally, that doesn't usually happen.
You have to read it on the screen. I get tired of reading on the screen all the time. I like to read on in books or in notes and everything.
I agree.
For sure.
And
well, you have a busy day this afternoon, or today, I mean, Sunday Symphony, and then this afternoon you are moderating a discussion for Community Cinema.
Yeah, Community Cinema is a really exciting project. It's partnering with AETN and the Fayetteville Public Library, and once a month, people are able to see a film that's aired on PBS, and then after that, there's a panel discussion, so they invite in specialists to talk about that event, and then the audience gets to interact and ask questions too. So it's a real forum. This Sunday's is at 2 p.m. It's free and it's featuring the film The Power Broker, Whitney Young's Fight for Civil Rights. And the panelists following that are Gordon Morgan and Calvin White. So that's definitely a really, I've had fun moderating those because we have a really great audience that's really interactive. And it really turns into a discussion more than anything. It's not like, you watch a documentary on PBS and you're at your house and you have all these thoughts about
right.
it, but you have no one to talk to. And this way, we're all watching it together and then there's expert panelists and we can all discuss it afterwards.
And it's free.
It's free.
And that starts at?
2 p.m.
At the library in the Walker Community
mm-hmm.
Room. And then tonight, Sunday Symphony.
Yes.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Try to fix something in there for 5:30 or so.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, Katie.